What's up, everybody? This is Cutscene. I'm Grant.
And I'm Jake.
Where we'll go in-depth about our thoughts on movies and TV shows.
Also, don't go anywhere, because later on we're going to be having some people come on play our new movie game.
So today we'd like to talk about any movies or series we've probably seen recently that we thought were either good or bad.
There's been a lot of cool things coming out, so...
Yeah. Jake, have you seen anything new, movies, series?
Yeah, I did actually just see one. It was pretty good, to be honest. It was Good Burger 2, and it just came out like a couple days ago, right? And it had like the exact same vibe and charm as like the first movie. And I don't know, there was a lot more celebrities in it, like a whole lot more, but they actually kind of fit them in well. Like they even had who was it? They got like Rob Gronkowski, and they have a few different people. There's like this one part in it where all the celebrities are Ed's imagining something, like how to get Good Burger back, and it's just a bunch of celebrities singing about how they want Good Burger back. and they kind of fit in weirdly, but also well. And it's just really funny, too. Like, it's almost just as funny as the first one, because they got Kenan and Kel back, and they just play off each other so well. And Ed especially, he's just so stupid, but funny to listen to.
Yeah.
It was cool, though. Yeah. That's my movie I watched recently, though. What did you have any ones that you watched that came out? Or?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I told you a little bit about it. I actually went to go see the new Hunger Games movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. It was actually a really interesting movie. Not gonna lie. It was really great.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The Hunger Games movies have always been great, but this one, being a prequel to the original movie, 64 years before the first one ever happened, is a really, really interesting movie. It goes into Snow's backstory and everything.
Yeah, I always wanted one of those.
It was so crazy, and he's just so mental sometimes, psychotic, and it's really cool to see that side. And the actor who plays him does a great job portraying that role.
Yeah.
Also, the foreshadowing that they have a lot of foreshadowing in it, where they reference to the newer movie that comes out
comes out 64 years later.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's like a lot of foreshadowing to Katniss and all this other stuff that's happened in the first movie, which was really interesting too. And they also told it in parts, which really helped. It's kind of like an act. Every movie has three acts.
Yeah,
this movie had three parts. They would say part one, part two, part three on the screen with words, and it was crazy. I mean, it shouldn't be too much of a spoiler for me to say that. But then also, as you would expect from Hunger Games movies, it was very dark and brutal and death everywhere.
Of course.
There were some jumps and scares, and it's just a great movie overall. It felt like a movie that was already supposed to be like a trilogy long. It felt like a trilogy long movie.
Yeah.
Because it went from something completely different all the way to something completely different.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
It was crazy. But yeah, it was a good movie overall. But yeah, I was thinking earlier today about what we could talk about on the podcast, and I thought of a really good idea. Everyone has a movie that's either important or nostalgic to them, and I was thinking we could talk about maybe what movies are important to us or nostalgic to us that we would suggest maybe to other people to watch.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I want to know, you got one. I definitely have one.
But yeah.
Any nostalgic or important movies you think people should
watch? I definitely do. Well, I mean, there's a couple others, but I think this is actually an interesting one. So it's not an old movie. It actually just came out this year.
Oh, yeah?
But all the themes and, like, references they have in it, especially, it's Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I know. After the first one, I couldn't wait for this to come out. It has a lot of stuff connecting it back to, like, older cartoons and movies and even comic books, which I love that. It's one of the longest animated movies and has, like, so much passion put into it, just as much as the first one, if not more. I think it's important, not just to other Spider-Man movies, but other Marvel and superhero movies in general.
Oh, yeah.
It like, really ups the ante for, like, what superhero movies should do, even more than the first one. I really like how Miles Morales breaks out of, like, saving the canon and just tries to do it his own way, which just grows his character so much more throughout the movie.
Yeah, there really was a lot of development between Miles' character in the first movie and the new movie, they took a 5-year gap to make this movie.
Yeah, and in the movies, it's like a year in between each one, too. So like,
it's crazy how long it took them to make it. But, I mean, it's worth it also because this movie needed to be phenomenal to compete with the first one.
It did.
It really did.
And just continue the story of all the characters.
Yeah, it's really crazy if you think about it.
So glad I'm got to see that. But you said you had a movie too earlier, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Actually, there was a very nostalgic movie for me that I thought I could talk about. It is getting around the Christmas time right now. Most people might disagree with this opinion, but I really enjoy the movie Die Hard.
Yeah.
And as a Die Hard fan, I really advocate it for being a Christmas movie, not just an action
movie. Die Hard fan of Die Hard.
Oh, yeah. It should really be a Christmas movie, and I'll go into that a little bit.
All right.
In a second, but first let me talk to you about how good this movie is. If you're looking for a movie, action-packed, for the holidays, with terrorists and undercover cops and huge action that keeps on climbing and climbing throughout the movie, this is your movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? This movie is crazy stunts, crazy spectacles. It's just amazing overall.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. Yep, it's such a good movie. I would suggest it highly, but keep away from your kids. Kind of rated R, but it's really good.
Only kind.
Just kind of, you know. But yeah, Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie if I had to say so, because this movie, holy cow, it is basically about this guy coming home from Christmas to celebrate with his family, and then getting interrupted by a terrorist event, and has to get back to his family for Christmas.
Exactly.
It's getting home for Christmas. That is the movie. It's about Christmas, okay? It takes place during Christmas time. How could it not be a Christmas movie? Home Alone's a Christmas movie. It's only about someone breaking into a house with a little kid left home alone. It's taken during Christmas time and waiting for his family to get back for Christmas. Same plot. That's what I'm saying, okay? It is a Christmas movie. But yeah, Die Hard's a great movie. I would suggest that highly. But next, we actually are going to play our game with our special guest. Okay, it's called Guess the Movie. Okay, so we're here for the movie trivia part of our podcast. Okay, today we have our two special guests, Cowboy Rob and Donnie. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Howdy, y'all.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to be playing our movie game, and you're going to have 40 seconds, and every about 10 seconds, you're gonna get a hint. And you're just going to try to guess it by the end of the 40 seconds. And if you don't have it by then, I guess you can maybe just, like, yell it out at the end. But it's whatever. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, ready? And timer starts now.
Okay, so your first hint. It's a remake and live action of an older Christmas TV special and book.
30 seconds.
You got anything? Okay, well, it's also based off of, like, it's a famous kids author that makes books with rhyming in them.
Is it something with Dr. Seuss?
Christmas.
15 seconds.
So getting there.
Go ahead.
Okay, the movie stars Jim Carrey in it as a green guy.
Is it the Rudolph
Green furry guy.
Oh, it's a new Grinch remake in, like, what, 2018?
How the Grinch stole
Christmas?
Yeah.
Dirt.
Okay, that was completely wrong. Okay, not completely wrong. I mean, you said How the Grinch Stole Christmas. First you said Rudolph, but that's the Illumination one, but you almost got it. I'll give you a half-eaten cookie.
I'll take that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Woo.
Okay, next up we have Cowboy Rob, okay? We're going to start that 40 seconds right now. Okay, so this movie is a 1980s action drama set in Long Island, California.
Come on.
Is it The Fast and the Furious?
No. 25 seconds. Okay. It's about the Navy fighter pilots training.
Oh, Top Gun.
Yes, it is Top Gun. Okay. Okay, you are right. Okay, that is it for our game. Good job to Cowboy Rob, who got it on time, and to Donnie, who got the half-eaten cookie.
Yeah!
Okay, now we're going to go back for our outro. Okay, guys, that is the end of our podcast today. We hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you guys for coming to the cutscene. And if you really liked it, maybe consider telling us whether or not you want a second episode or not, because we'll make one if you really want it.
But, oh, yeah. We'll do public opinion. If you guys want a second episode, we'll go ahead and make it. But for now, we have episode one. Come back for more later, okay? I'm Grant.
And I'm Jake. Love you guys.
And that is cutscene.